in the mornings, you know.
Probably make it harder to cool off.
Yeah.
Place where I'm staying right now, the it faces west, and that from about 6 o'clock in the evening, the sun starts to shine right on that window, and from about 6 till about 8:30 when the sun goes down, it's right on that window, and the air conditioner is just going gangbusters, you know, and it can't even phase it.
No, that's right.
It's really hot. I was going to ask you about a kind of medicine. In there, medicine cabinet had a skull and crossbones on it, and it was reddish brown and hurt like crazy if you put it on a little scratch.
Liniment.
This is to put on scratches, not for sore muscles, but just if you got a scratch, you know, it might get infected. To just.
You mean powder or salve?
Liquid. It was a liquid. What I used to see, and it.
Well, we use Sloan's liniment for a sore place, not an open wound.
Yeah. Well, this is for an open wound.
No.
What kind of brown? Did you ever use any brown medicine at all for an open wound?
I don't remember.
Okay. Two kinds of salt you can get at the grocery store. You can get just plain salt, or you can get salt with what?
Iodized.
Okay. What do you call those white... No, that white bitter powder that you can take as a tonic for a cold.
Quinine.
Okay. Did y'all ever take that?
Yes, sir. And calomel.
Is that the same thing or is that
no,
different?
No, it was different. Now quinine was good for fever.
Yeah.
And calomel was good for malaria.
Mm.
You take calomel in the spring for malaria fever.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't that stupid? Nothing to it.
Huh, really?
But that is all we had.
Yeah.
Everybody else did.
Yeah. Did it taste bad?
Yeah. And you know, I've seen my daddy take it, and you got a little piece of paper, writing tablet. That was the only kind of paper. He didn't have wax paper then, you know. And he'd take his knife, and he'd get a little bit of calomel, put it down here, and then he'd get a little bit of soda. That was to keep it from salivating you.
Yeah.
And you'd mix that up real good, and then put it in that little piece of paper that he'd cut up. And then that was a dose. And when they got ready to take it, well, you stuck your tongue out and they sprinkled it on your tongue and took your water and swallowed it.
Yep. Sounds terrible.
It was awful. And quinine, today, I guess the younger generation would say it is as bitter as quinine.
Hmm.
It was gosh awful.
Really? I've never tasted it, but I know.
They don't give it anymore. It's in all medicines.
Uh-huh.
Calomel and quinine's in all medicines, nearly.
Uh-huh.
For some purpose.
Yeah, they just don't give it by itself.
But you don't take it by itself like you used to.
You might say the doctor did everything he could, but the patient
died.
Okay. What are some other words for it? For died.
Expired.
Okay. Anything else?
Passed away.
Okay. You might say, excuse me. I'm glad that old skin flint finally, what, you know, is being funny.
Died or left town.
Okay, well, if he died, what's a funny way of saying it?